Well, there were clashes specifically reported in Haftapir Square in central Tehran, and this has been a flashpoint for several of the days of that the protests have been taking place in. Yesterday, it was very heavily policed by all accounts, and it was difficult for demonstrators to get in there and to gather in any numbers, and police were moving them on if they tried to stand still. If they tried to walk around the square and keep on the move, the officers would break them up, and basically just making sure that the vast numbers that we saw appearing in major thoroughfares and squares of Tehran and other cities last week did not reappear. In addition, there's a huge presence in other guises. For example, that witnesses were reporting that there were at least three helicopters hovering above the square overhead, and they saw a number of men on the rooftops watching over the area with binoculars. And it also reports that a nearby mosque, people could hear shouts of pain emitting from this mosque, and the suggestion being that it was people who had been picked up and arrested and were being beaten in detention inside the mosque. So all in all, not a pretty picture.
Have the protests now run out of steam?
We don't know. We're not there to report firsthand, and there are very few reporters who have left in Tehran and not allowed to go to them. I think it's not so much a matter of running out of steam as really being powerless in the face of overwhelming police and security force presence. I mean, after all, the Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has warned explicitly of bloodshed if these demonstrations are to continue, and added furthermore that that would be in the hands of the leaders of these protests. So I think people are genuinely intimidated, and even the ones who are not intimidated, once they go out and see that the situation on the ground, they are genuinely prevented from gathering in the way that they were in the first few days after the election.
And as for the election itself, Iran's Guardian Council has been making a further statement about the way it says the election was conducted.
Well, it is quite extraordinary. They have admitted that there were many irregularities, and even gone so far as to admit that there were 50 towns in which or cities, as they call them, in which the turnout was greater, 100% or greater. And that's extraordinary by any manner of means, but that was announced yesterday as if they were playing down the true allegations, the original allegations, which were that this 100% or greater turnout was initially alleged to have taken place in 200 different places. Well, the Guardian Council just dismissed that and said, well, only half in 50 places.